is Agashvani Shillong, the Northeast News, read by Demi Bandabla. The Supreme Court has allowed the centre to cancel grace marks awarded to 1,563 students and to conduct a fresh national eligibility cum entrance test or NEET UG for them. The centre told the top court that it is proposed to withdraw scorecards issued to 1,563 students awarded grace marks on account of loss of time during the May 5th test. The students will be given an option of appearing for the fresh exam on the 23rd of this month or retain their actual scores without the grace marks. Meanwhile, the government said that no evidence of question paper leak has been found in the NEET UG 2024 examination and also refuted allegations of any corruption in the exam. In Sikkim, portfolios have been allocated to new Council of Ministers led by Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang. Tamang has kept with him the portfolios of Home, Finance, Planning and Development, Personnel Power, Excise, Land Revenue and Disaster Management, Transport, Information and Public Relations, Information Technology and Skill Development. For the Cabinet Minister, Sonam Lama has been given the Departments of Public Health, Engineering and Water Resources. Rural Development and Cooperation has been given to Arun Kumar Upre, Social Welfare, Women and Child Development, Printing and Stationery to Samdup Lepcha, Labour, Building and Housing to Bhimhang Limbo, Urban Development, Food and Civil Supplies to Bhojirai Raj Rai, Culture, Health and Family Welfare to GT Dungel, Agriculture, Horticulture, Fisheries, Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services to Puran Kumar Gurung, Forest and Environment, Mines and Geology, Science and Technology to Pinso Namgyal Lepcha, Roads and Bridges to Nar Bahadur Dahal. A team of state government led by IFCD Minister L. Sushildro of Manipur reached Jiribam district and started distribution of relief materials to the villagers taking shelter in different relief camps. Violence broke out in Jiribam on the 6th of this month and a number of houses and government properties were burnt and damaged by miscreants. Around 950 villagers, including children, are taking shelter in 7 relief camps set up in the districts. The visit of the team led by the minister is part of the advanced team, as Manipur Chief Minister is likely to visit Jiribam soon. Speaking to media persons, the minister appealed to all to remain calm and cooperate with the government agencies, including security forces, who have been trying to bring normalcy in the district. Pema Khandu took oath as the Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh for the 3rd consecutive term yesterday. Along with Khandu, 11 other cabinet ministers also took oath during the swearing-in ceremony held at DK Convention Hall in Itanagar. Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, K.T. Parnaik, administered the oath of office and secrecy to the Chief Minister Pema Khandu and other ministers. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Health Minister J.P. Nadda, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Chief Ministers of Assam and Sikkim, Union Minister Kiran Rijiju, Arunachal East Parliamentary Constituency MP Tapir Gao were present on the occasion. Relentless rain has caused severe destruction in Mangan district, leading to 6 deaths and significant property damage. District Magistrate Hem Kumar Chetri reported that the casualties occurred in Pakshep and Ambithang, with additional injuries in Ambithang and Labar Bote. Multiple houses were damaged and the district authorities are assessing the full extent of the damage. Emergency relief and rescue operations have been mobilized. Road connectivity has been severely disrupted, hampering relief efforts, but temporary log bridges are being constructed to reconnect the affected areas. The Mizoram Sports Conclave 2024 commenced yesterday with an inaugural function at the Baptist Centre in Falkland, Aizawl. Chief Minister Lal Duhoma, who attended as the chief guest, announced in his opening speech that the government will initiate steps to adopt Vision 2036 Olympics as a state government policy. The Chief Minister expressed that this event marks the beginning of an ambitious journey towards realizing the dream of seeing Mizoram and India shine on the global stage at the Olympics 2036. He emphasized that with this vision in mind, Mizoram has been actively implementing grassroots programs across various Olympic sports disciplines to identify and nurture young talents. The inaugural function was attended by INPR Minister Dr. Vanlal Thalana, Sports Minister of Meghalaya Shakliar Varjari, Sports Minister of Assam Nandita Edgar Losa, including other dignitaries and top officials from different sports associations of the state. With that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.